the first and the last, and he that lives. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches. Come, I will show you things which must be hereafter.
Saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Who are these people? Where have they come from?
They have been saved. These are the people who have been through a great trial. They have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb. They will never hunger or thirst again, because the Lamb will be their shepherd and guide them to the springs of life. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes.
And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Salvation has been won by our God and all authority for his Christ. For all evil has been defeated forevermore.
Now those who stand round me may believe that I am the resurrection and the life. And those who believe in me shall never die.
The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming.
For if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.